It is not really much of a surprise, because the issue really of the two major political formations, ZANU-PF and MDC Tsvangirai, is one of the balance of power. And I think both parties are joking to try and see how much they can get out of the negotiations. And to that extent, obviously, the starting point for ZANU-PF was to say, be a prime minister, but more of a ceremonial one, or one with very limited powers. On the other hand, of course, from the MDC side, they would like to have the prime ministership with the extensive powers that would be able to control cabinet, which for ZANU-PF would mean then that the president, his powers are clipped, and that the president is more ceremonial. So it is joking around that to see where each side may be able to, if you like, get control of government.
What then will be the sensible compromise?
They just need to take the courage, really, to be able to say, let President Mugabe remain president and head of state. Probably he could be able to have, if you like, control of defense security services. But some of the security services, like the police and so on, ought to go to the prime minister. And then the prime minister controls the cabinet, including the Ministry of Defense. But in terms of being commander-in-chief and so on, it would be President Mugabe. Under those such arrangement, I believe that both parties would be able to see eye to eye and see that it is a good balance.